Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Pleasantville Country Club in Pleasantville, New York. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Exceptional Every Day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that's service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, Life Science. Well, we're here today at the beautiful Country Club in Pleasantville because someone nominated their office for I Love My Office. And that woman would be sitting right here next to me, Sharon McQuillan. Hi, Director of Golf.
Hello. It's great that you came.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad I won.
I am too. So tell us why you felt compelled to nominate your crew here at the Pleasantville Country Club for I Love My Office.
Well, they're very, very good, and they work very hard, and today is the, we have a big outing, and they always rally and do the most that they can. And I have Simon Clough here, and Dennis I never remember how to pronounce his last name, Capicello.
Okay, very good. And these are people that you work with that are affiliated with the club every day or just for this particular outing today?
Yes, Simon Clough is the teaching professional.
Okay.
And Dennis is retired IBM person.
Okay. And what is it that you love about coming to work every day? Besides the fact that you're in a country club setting, it's so beautiful.
Yes, well, I've been a golf professional for many years. I'm a member of the PGA and the LPGA, and there's a lot of jobs here, and it's fun.
I can imagine. So being director of golf, that sounds kind of vast, and it's a golf or a country club that's all about the golf. Tell us, you know, what do you do? You oversee the grounds? Do you oversee the groups that join? I mean, that's a big title. So tell us what exactly you do.
Well, basically, I don't oversee the grounds. We have a superintendent for that, Ed Kaufman. Basically, I oversee the golf operation, and that includes the tournaments, golf lessons. I own the golf shop, and we have a merchandise that we sell to the membership, member acquisition, and we have 72 homes here, and everyone who lives here is actually a member, but we take 150 non-residents also as members.
Oh, I see.
And it's 9 holes, and it's lovely.
And it's lovely.
And it's kind of a hidden gem here, too.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about Pleasantville, and it's great here.
Yes. Well, it's right off the kind of off of the road. King, what is it? I can't even think today. What is it?
Sawmill. It's close to the sawmill.
Oh, close to the sawmill, but also off of 684, thank you, in King Street. That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
So it's kind of a back way to get here. And you're right. It is. It feels like a little hidden gem. I didn't know people lived here. Do you also live here?
No, I live in Terrytown.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. So today you nominated your office. Were they surprised that they were going to get all these goodies today?
I think so.
Yes.
But we have to get time with this outing here. Hopefully there's time for the staff to go down and get a massage.
Yes, absolutely. Oasis Day Spa here today. So what is the actual outing for today? What is it a charity event or is it just a way to enjoy each other?
It is a charity event. It's called Pea Daddy, and it's basically the fathers of the children in Pleasantville and, you know, in the surrounding area come together, and the donations or the, you know, the money they collect will actually go toward a lot of the children's activities, baseball, like getting the baseball mitts and bats and all the different sports that the children play.
So community initiatives,
yes,
with the children, but their dads are kind of
overseeing it. Right, it's called Pea Daddy.
It's very cute and absolutely a great thing for the community. Get dads involved, for sure. Well, Sharon McQuillan, thank you so much. Enjoy the food today from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains. And you already got your massage. I did see you. Yes, I won't tell anybody that you got a massage on the job, but they're all going to hopefully take advantage of that as well. Thank you so much. And how many people are participating in today's golf outing?
Well, it's quite a large group. It's 50. I think he said 52 will be coming.
Oh, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Good. And do you have any idea how much money they hope to raise for Pea Daddy?
No, but if you have a chance to ask Chris, they do raise quite a bit because they are. They also have a silent auction and a dinner going on tonight, too.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's quite a bit of fundraising.
It's wonderful. It sounds like you have a long and exciting day ahead of you. Director of Golf here, Sharon McQuillan, thank you so much at the Pleasantville Country Club.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations for winning I Love My Office, which is all made possible in part by these wonderful, wonderful companies that donate their goods to making a day very special for someone. You also can sign your office up and maybe win as well. There's an enrollment form on our website. Go to Westchester Talk Radio and you'll see it there. We want to thank Edible Arrangements in Eastchester, also Chocolations in Mamaroneck for the chocolate. Oasis Day Spa, Sundance Kitchen and Canteen in White Plains provides the food. Grey Rock Florist, Joseph Richard Florist, MSM Designs, Jay Hilburn Stylist, Nancy Carr, and the Capitol Theater giving out tickets as well, and PM Amusements for special events. I'm Laura Smith from the Pleasantville Country Club. Have a great day, and we'll be right back with more on Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Pleasantville Country Club in Pleasantville, New York. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Home Health Care and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, we're here today at Pleasantville Country Club because somebody with the very good fortune and foresight decided to nominate the Pleasantville Country Club for I Love My Office. That would be Sharon McMillan and McQuillan. Sorry, got it. And we're going to be speaking with her colleagues here today who are going to be on the receiving end, not only of winning I Love My Office with all the great things we have going on here, but they're here for a special reason today. It's a golf outing that's all going to benefit a charity called Pea Daddy for Pleasantville dads to help support kids and with different equipment and such for their extracurricular activities. So my guest is Ed Calvin. Hoffman. He is the superintendent of the golf course here. Hi, thank you, Ed.
Hi, welcome to Pleasantville Country Club.
Thank you. So it's a country club or just a golf club. Is it? Do you have other features like pools and things like that here?
We do. We do. We have a small pool in the back here behind the clubhouse. We also have two tennis courts down below on the lower part of the property, and then a nine-hole private golf course.
That's terrific. And then for people who buy into the community, because there's homes here that are part of this sort of club, association, whatever, they get to the amenities of living at a country club. That's amazing.
Yes, yes. It's a very nice setting for them. It's a golf course for a backyard.
Yes, exactly. I know some people absolutely, you know, work their whole lives to be able to enjoy that kind of living arrangement. So you oversee all the grounds here?
Just the golf course. Mike DeLoppi actually takes care of the townhome properties.
And I don't know a whole lot about golf, but for a golfer, say a pro like Sharon here, do you think that it is considered a difficult course, an easy course, a fun course? What is Pleasantville Country Club golf course? What is it known for?
It's known for being a very tight golf course. We're a small nine-hole course, and it's very tight because we have the townhomes obviously around the golf course. It's very challenging. The conditions are obviously kept well. I'm a little biased about that, but
sure.
You know, we keep the rough a little higher to make it more difficult for players. The fairways are very narrow. Greens are small and elevated. Yeah, it is challenging. Some people would say quirky, but I like to say challenging.
Quirky,
yeah.
Okay. And do people whose homes sort of surround the golf course, do they have to worry about golf balls coming through their windows or anything like that?
Occasionally, yes. Yeah.
Has it ever happened?
Oh, it happens numerous times during the season.
Wow.
So, yeah, yeah. It's very, the townhomes are very close to a few of the holes on the course.
I see. How many acres is the course?
It's about 60 acres.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, actually, it's small. It's a nine-hole course.
Really?
So,
that sounds like a lot of land to me, especially in the middle of Westchester. But that's great. So today's outing, are you participating or are you just making sure everything runs well?
Actually, I would have to ask Chris Moria, who sets up the whole outing. But yes, last year, actually, I did it. We did a beat the superintendent on the seventh hole, which is a par three. Which was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And I think we're going to do the same this year. So I'm looking forward
to it.
Oh, very
nice. Do you play a lot of golf here?
I don't. I don't play a lot of golf anymore. I've been playing for 37 years.
Wow. So,
I started when I was 7 years old. But I, you know, with a young family and a wife and everything, it's a little difficult to play
now. Yeah, she doesn't let you out there for the 60-acre walk every day.
And
you've got other things to tend to. Well, I hope you partake of some of the fun stuff with I Love My Office today. We've got sandwiches for all of you and even a massage chair. How about going to get a massage?
That sounds good.
We won't tell a soul you did it.
Okay.
Ed Kaufman, thank you so much, superintendent of the golf course here at Pleasantville Country Club. Have a great event today.
Thank you very much.
Yes, nice great meeting. To be here. Lovely working in this beautiful bucolic setting here in Pleasantville Country Club. And we're thankful to I Love My Office. That's actually a wonderful thing that you can participate in as well. Go to our website at Westchester Talk Radio or on Facebook and find where you can download the enrollment form so that you can nominate your office to also win a fabulous day of prizes here. Oasis Day Spa, as I mentioned, with massage chair, edible arrangements in East Chester, Joseph Richard Flores and Grey Rock Flores donate the beautiful flowers, and MSM Designs is here as well. The Capitol Theater always gives some free tickets, and Jay Hilburn, stylist Nancy Carr, they help to sponsor this as well, PM Amusements and special events. It's always a great day when you love your office, and I'm Laura Smith today at the Pleasantville Country Club celebrating just such a thing. For Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Pleasantville Country Club in Pleasantville, New York. It's I Love My Office time, and there is a great golf outing going on today. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Residential and Commercial Abatement, and Michael Labriola Incorporated. Their last name is the first name in landscape. Well, as I said, we're here at Pleasantville Country Club today for I Love My Office because Sharon here, who is the director of golf, she nominated her office. She loves coming to work every day, she said. And so one of the people she gets to work with that she enjoys so much is Simon Clough. He is the teaching professional here at the Country Club. Simon, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So Sharon nominated. She said she loves working with you and coming to work every day. So we came with some celebrating. And did you get a massage yet?
I got my massage. Yes.
All right.
Yes, just done that.
Now, are you playing in the golf outing today?
No. Just helping to organize it.
Okay. I see. So you're a golf, the teaching guy. That means that people here that are part of the country club, if they want to hone up on their skills, they'll go to you. Is
that's
that
right.
it?
That's right. The members here, also members from outside.
I see.
So we're pretty open to teaching, to helping anybody.
That's wonderful. So how long have you been playing golf for?
Oh, gosh, 40 years, 44 years.
Wow. Okay, so I guess you're credentialed. You've got
No, I'm old.
Yeah, no. Not at all. Are you Irish or
I'm English?
English. Okay. So, yeah, I was asking you what Clough originally means. You said a barrel maker or something. My name's Smith, which could be anything.
Absolutely. Millions of
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly. But so how long have you been here particularly at the Pleasantville Country Club?
This is the second year.
Second season,
yes.
And you must enjoy working with people.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazingly well named. It's Pleasantville, and it's a very pleasant environment.
That's wonderful.
And working, obviously working with Sharon, you know, she knows what she's doing. It's always nice to work for somebody who knows what she's doing. We know what we have to do when we have to do it.
Yes.
So that makes life easier. And I think that everybody who helps in, you know, there's four or five guys who are helping. It's not just one person.
I see.
And, you know, because they all know what to do, it makes life easier. And
yes.
We have a laugh and a joke and we mess about.
Yeah.
But we're serious when we have to be serious.
That's good. Although some people might argue that you, being a teaching professional in golf, that you may have the best job in the world. Is it true?
It's a pretty cool job.
Yeah.
You know, it's taken me pretty much all over the world over the years. It's fun. It's nice to help people.
Now, did you ever play professionally?
Yes, I played when I was back in Europe. I played some events on the European Tour and the beginning of the European Challenge Tour.
Yes.
But I was fortunate that I managed to move all over the place.
That's fantastic. Do you plan on staying in America for a long time? Or
yes, I think so. My wife's American.
Oh, she is.
So we're sort of moving back towards her family roots, which are Wisconsin. So we're a lot closer now than we have been over the past number of years.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, this is a nice... I'm from Indiana, so I get it close to Wisconsin.
Right.
That's great. So today's event is to charity, so to speak, for the people in Pleasantville and the children, and the dads get involved. It's called P-Daddy.
Which is great, huh?
Yes.
Isn't that fantastic?
You know, I think it's wonderful.
They'll raise, I don't know exactly how much they're going to raise, but whatever they do, it goes towards the kids.
Yes.
And there's no greater reward for teaching kids. You know, we run a golf clinic for kids.
Oh, do you?
Every Sunday we have a golf clinic that anybody can join in. It's not, again, just for the members.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So if there's anybody in Pleasantville who has kids who want to play between 6 and 16, they're more welcome to get in touch with us and come along and learn the game.
That's terrific. Do you ever see any kids that show a lot of promise?
Oh, all the time. All the time. Kids, you know, they're naturally, they have a natural ability for most things.
I see.
Some of them are incredibly gifted, and some of them struggle with all sports, but you never know until you try.
Right. I was one of those, struggled with all sports.
Well, you know, you never know.
Although I will say I was a pretty darn good mini golf player.
There you go.
Yes. You know, I haven't gotten to
hone
my skills.
Everybody's good at something. You just have to find out your little niche in life.
Exactly. Well, I'm happy for you that you work in such a pleasant and wonderful place as this, Pleasantville Country Club. And I hope today's event is very successful and that you enjoy your years here in Westchester County.
Thank you so much. And thanks for being
Thank
here.
Thank you. It's lovely to meet you. Simon Clough, he is the teaching professional. He's English, but he is American by osmosis at this point. And he's just part of the great team here at Pleasantville Country Club who enjoys coming to work every day, according to Sharon. And indeed, I can see why. It's a beautiful place to be. Well, we're here for I Love My Office, and you could win it too. Imagine having people come up, a rolling radio station coming to your office with such things as a massage chair with Oasis Day Spa, edible arrangements from Eastchester, chocolations with delicious chocolates in Mamaroneck, a Sundance kitchen and cantina in White Plains, all the food and the sandwiches today, always delicious. Joseph Richard Florist and Gray Rock Florist with the flowers, MSM Designs. Also, Jay Hilburn Stylist, Nancy Carr, a fine purveyor of men's wear, and the Capitol Theater giving tickets and PM Amusements. It's all part of I Love My Office. You could win it too. Why not? Nominate your office today and download our form, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith at a great day with Pleasantville Country Club for a golf outing. We'll be right back.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Pleasantville Country Club in Pleasantville, New York. Today is a great golf outing for the guys and also the winners of I Love My Office here at the Country Club. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative. We're also brought to you by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Development and Economic Development, and the house that Service built would be Robeson and Acorda Therapeutics, life, science. So today we're here for a very special reason. Pleasantville Country Club is hosting a golf outing, and we have someone with us who is a founder of the wonderful event and the organization that everyone is playing for today, and the money is going towards it. Chris Morea, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about P. Daddy. Cute name, obviously.
Well, it actually started about 9 years ago. We're a men's softball team, and we wanted to have a name for the team. So someone came up with, that was back when P. Diddy was big, so we were P. Daddies, Pleasantville Dads.
I love it. And today's golf outing, what is it? What are you playing for?
So after our first softball season, we wanted to have a golf outing with the guys. And one of our leaders was a man named Armand D'Angelo, and he said, instead of just doing it for fun, let's try to raise some money for Pleasantville. So we picked a charity, Pleasantville Fund for Learning, and the Community Scholarship Fund of Pleasantville, and we raised money for them. That first year, we only made $500, and last year, we made $6,696.
Wow.
So it's certainly grown over the last 9 years.
It helps to include a little golf game, some dinner, a couple of beers after the game to raise the money, right?
I think golf is the last reason people come.
Oh, really? Well, listen, so tell us a little bit. It's about scholarships, but Sharon was also saying that you go to buy equipment for little leagues and things like that. Tell us the full spectrum of what you do. No?
We actually, everything we raise goes to those two organizations. The Pleasantville Fund for Learning gets grants from the teachers of Pleasantville, and they may say, we want you know, whiteboards. We may want different types of equipment. And we, and if the school doesn't have the money for it, they use this charity to get their wishes. So
nice.
Half the money goes to them, and the other one is to the Community Scholarship Fund of Pleasantville for Pleasantville kids who maybe need a little help getting to college, and we raise money for them.
That is just great. Now, last year's benchmark was $6,900-something?
$6,696. I know it to the dollar.
Okay, good. That's why you're the guy that runs it. Now, tell us what you're hoping to get today. Are you going to beat it?
Yeah, we're going to beat it this year. Before we even step on the course, we're more than... We're almost there already. We got a lot more with corporate sponsors. Every year we gain a new board member, it seems, and they bring new ideas, and it keeps it fresh, keeps it exciting, and I couldn't be more proud of our board.
That's really wonderful. And there's nothing like being able to give back to your own community where you're raising your children. How many children do you have?
I all told, there's five of them in that house. So,
oh, my gosh. No, wow, that's incredible.
I may need a charity for myself.
Yes, exactly. What is it, boys, girls, three boys, two girls? What? How is it broken down?
It's three boys and two girls.
Oh, see, I'm good.
You're very good.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, this is a wonderful thing that you're doing. And it looks like the day, it's a little crisp and cool, but it's a pretty day.
Yesterday was a horrific day, so
yes,
today is
exactly.
A beautiful day.
Wonderful. Well, we couldn't wish you more good luck with your event today and for raising funds for such worthy causes. And you also are in insurance. Is your business?
I am. I have an agency. It was my father started it back in 1966. It's 52 years old.
No kidding.
And we've been at the same location the entire time.
Tell us where it is and what's the name of it.
It's in the Pelham Bay section of the Bronx. It's the Moray Agency, and we do all forms of insurance, income tax preparation. I'm very proud of it.
And it's called the Morea
Agency.
Yes. Okay, which is Morea. Well, that's wonderful. A family business, indeed. You'll probably be passing that down to one of those five kids.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. All right. Thank you so much, Chris Morea. Great to have you. Good luck today.
Thank you.
And it's always a beautiful day when you're at a country club, at Pleasantville Country Club today for the golf outing for the P Daddies and raising money for a great event today and also for their initiatives every year that they're giving money, helping with scholarships and such, helping kids in Pleasantville. So I'm Laura Smith, and we are so grateful to be here for I Love My Office. It's the fun thing you get to do for your office as well. Maybe Morea Insurance would like to be a part of it and nominate you because you love going to work every day and you love who you work with. Well, we want to thank the people who make it possible. Edible Arrangements in Eastchester, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Oasis Day Spa, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains, Joseph Richard Florists and Gray Rock Florists, and also MSM Designs, Jay Hilburn Stylist, Nancy Carr, the Capitol Theater with tickets and PM Amusements and special events. I'm Laura Smith from the Pleasantville Country Club, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Pleasantville Country Club in Pleasantville, New York. A great cause today, a golf outing for a wonderful organization we're going to hear more about in just a moment. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg Home Health Care and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. My guest right now is Larry Bowes. He's a board member of P Daddy 2020. Love the name.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, great. Thanks for being here, Larry. So today's golf outing, the money is going towards a great cause called the P Daddies and P Daddy 2020. Tell us how you're involved with it and really what today's event means to you and the organization and what you hope to achieve.
Well, we were a bunch of fathers who had children who are all actually going to graduate from Pleasantville High School in 2020. And we all met when the kids were starting to play sports here locally.
Okay.
And we had formed a softball team, and we were going to have a golf outing just for ourselves, but we decided instead to start donating proceeds from an outing that we could build upon to a couple organizations here. We didn't decide at the time originally, this is the ninth year, which organizations those would be, but we decided for the Pleasantville Community Scholarship Fund and for the Pleasantville Fund for Learning, which is an educational trust fund that supplies additional funding for specific programs within Pleasantville. So
very nice. Very, a wonderful initiative and money going towards great causes. We heard from your friend Chris, who thinks that you're going to surpass last year's benchmark of 6,696 or something like that.
Exactly. I think the first year he may have mentioned we raised $500.
Yes.
And so the events come a long way. Obviously, it wouldn't be possible without support of the people who play in the tournament. We have a lot of repeat guests. Probably 70% of the people have played in it for at least 5 years now.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
And because it's local, meaning that it's right here in Pleasantville, it's very convenient for everybody, and we contribute also to bringing people out on Pleasantville Country Club
as
well. Yes,
which is a local gem.
Yes.
Indeed. So that's wonderful. How many people playing in the tournament today?
I think we expect 54 or 55.
Oh, that's terrific.
As a benchmark, just to think about the first year that we did it, I think we had about 28. So
wow.
The course is obviously restricted in terms of how many people we can actually have, but then we have a cocktail hour afterwards where people can join us just for that portion of the event.
Yeah, and do you have a silent auction, anything like that?
We have a silent auction, yep. We restructured a little bit of our stuff this year, and we have some great prizes during the silent auction, so hopefully people will bid on that.
Absolutely.
Later.
That's it. Absolutely. So and now you're going to play 9 holes today.
We play 18, actually.
Oh, 18.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do it twice?
Well, the course is set up so that there are 2 different tee boxes for each hole. So
I see.
So it does play a little differently each time you come through.
You must have a great time. And it must be so good to be with other dads in the community. That really is. Isn't it, at the end of the day, between that and your family, what could be better?
Exactly. Exactly. And so a lot of people take the day off, which is obviously appreciated.
Uh-huh.
And we do it this time every year. We used to do it the Friday before Columbus Day weekend, but realized
a lot of people go away.
So we were losing people who might have played.
Well, the weather gods smile down on you today with the after effects of the Hurricane Michael yesterday. Today, the sun is shining, and it looks like you have a stellar afternoon for some golf. How many children do you have?
I have 3 children, 2 in the high school and 1 in the middle school. So.
All right. So you're a busy guy, and this must feel kind of nice, even though it's a charity event, and I'm sure a lot of hours have gone into organizing it. You get to have a little time today just to kind of let loose and have fun.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we really are happy for you guys that you have such a successful event. Larry Bowes, board member of P-Daddy 2020, a great cause today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. Pleasantville Country Club is lovely. It's right in Pleasantville, a hidden gem, and for lots of people, for members in the community and also people who actually live here at Pleasantville Country Club, a beautiful way to live. Well, I Love My Office is a beautiful way to express your thanks to the people you work with, and Sharon did that today, and she won. So we're happy for her because all sorts of goodies come along with winning I Love My Office. Edible Arrangements in Eastchester, Joseph Richard Florists and Grey Rock Florists, Oasis Day Spa here giving massages, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains with the lovely food, and also MSM Designs helps us out. The Capitol Theater with free tickets, and Jay Hilburn Stylist, Nancy Carr, and PM Amusements and special events. So all in all, it's just a wonderful day for a golf outing for a good cause here at Pleasantville Country Club, and we're thankful to everybody from P-Daddy 2020 making this possible today, and also Sharon McQuillan, who nominated her office for I Love My Office. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you to James Cleefield. He is here. Jimmy Dean, he's taking the pictures for social media, and our producer, Matthew Kyan, as well. Once again, I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio. Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.